we ran a temporary licence for about a month every year, every year from 1997 through until 2010, when we got our full-time licence and started the community station. So when we got the licence, we just started broadcasting in the facilities we'd used for the temporary licence, which was, well, it's a bit rude to say it was a cupboard, but it wasn't an awful lot more than a cupboard. So our key commitments are to provide a radio service for primarily 16 to 28-year-olds, which is slightly broader than the university population. So it goes a little bit younger and a little bit older than certainly the undergraduates, although we do actually have quite a lot of postgraduate and mature students studying here. We try and do things with our local community, which other stations, including other local communities, community radio stations, are unlikely to do. For example, we have, over the last 2 years, really encouraged local poets. We've broadcast a lot of original local poetry from local people who write poems, and we've got involved in, obviously, local poetry groups and writing groups and so on. And these poems are then broadcast as part of our automated system. So you can kind of, you know, suddenly you'll get a poem coming up instead of a piece of music. It sounds a little bit random, but in fact it's something that a community radio station can do, which really nobody else can do as a radio station. The town actually has quite a big student population, and we are representing quite a lot of them. We actually do have volunteers from outside as well. That's an area that I want to grow. And so we are encouraging more volunteers from outside the university to come in. Well, that's the part of a community station. And what I want to do is develop a relationship with other areas of the community who will actually sustain us.